Now, I do want to speak to Stephen Beacom, who is the sports editor of the Belfast Telegraph. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. You are celebrating sporting success yet again. And I asked you when you came through the door, who do you think will be the sports personality of the year this year? And I was thinking, you know, a couple of names in my head. You rhymed off five. It's amazing how high a standard we can deliver in this part of the world.
Northern Ireland, to use a sporting phrase, punches above its weight. Time after time after time. And on the Monday the 26th of January, Frank, in the Ramada Plaza Hotel, the Belfast Telegraph will have their sports awards. It's the 20th year of these sports awards. They're considered the most prestigious sports awards in Northern Ireland. And we'll be celebrating all that was good in sport in Northern Ireland in 2014. From the big stars, the people like Rory McIlroy, Carl Frampton, Paddy Barnes, Michael Conlon, Kelly Gallagher, all people who will be in the mix for the Sports Star of the Year, to grassroots level. And we want the public, your listeners, to get involved in this. We want them to nominate their sporting heroes of 2014, be it the Sports Star of the Year, be it the Player of the Year, be it for our Hall of Fame, but also at grassroots level. We want the local heroes, the people that you don't necessarily hear about on your radio station or in our newspaper. We want to find those people who deserve recognition for what they're doing behind the scenes.
Just to give an example, last year, the Sports Star of the Year was Tony McCoy. Carl Frampton got a Special Recognition Award. Mickey Hart was the Hall of Fame inductee. Tommy Breslin, the Cliftonville manager, was the Manager of the Year. His team won Team of the Year, a great season for Cliftonville. Michael Dunlop got a special Malcolm Brody Award. Lurgan College girls hockey team was the Young Team of the Year, the Young Player of the Year, a young man called Patrick Houston. Martin Irvine won the Breakthrough Award. Jack Monaghan won an award, which is the Services to Sport Award. Kelly Gallagher was coming through this time last year, a sports person with a disability award, and the Local Heroes Award went to Billy McKee. Similar awards going out this time round. Now, as you say, some of them will be very well-known names. I immediately was thinking of McIlroy and Frampton for overall sports personality of the year, but you know, there could be others coming up on the outside, as they say in sporting parlance.
Yeah, McIlroy had a fantastic year, obviously winning two majors, going to world number one again, and helping Europe win the Ryder Cup.
Do you beat that? Well, say that again.
Yeah, I know, it's extraordinary. He's one of the greatest sports stars on the planet right now, but you could say the same about Carl Frampton.
Exactly. Maybe that's how you beat it.
I know, he brought 16,000 people to Belfast one night to watch him fight, and he won the world title in fantastic style. And then, of course, you've got people like Michael Conlon and Paddy Barnes, who won Commonwealth Gold in Glasgow, and they were brilliant representing Northern Ireland then. And Kelly Gallagher made history early on in the year whenever she won Paralympic gold in the Winter Paralympics. That's the first time anyone from Britain or the UK has ever won that. So
And we should emphasise, that made the national news. That was on ITV Network News and BBC Network News as a prime story, right up with the headlines.
That's right. And what's great about all five of those people is they're brilliant ambassadors for Northern Ireland. But you even go lower than that, the list goes on, you know, in terms of who could be Player of the Year. Andrew Trimble's got to be in there for a shout. Andrew Trimble has been brilliant for Ireland this year. He was one of the main factors why Ireland won the Six Nations. And if you think of Kyle Lafferty, look what he's done for Northern Ireland. In the terms of football, Northern Ireland have now a great chance of qualifying for Euro 2016. You mentioned Billy McKee there as the local hero last year, Frank. Well, Billy McKee, in boxing parlance, Billy McKee is a knockout. He really is. Billy McKee was the man who brought Carl Frampton into boxing, and he trained him early on as a young guy. And if it wasn't for Billy McKee, Carl would probably tell you himself, he wouldn't be champion of the world right now. And those are the people we want to find for that type of award. We want to recognise what they have done for sport in Northern Ireland.
So there could be a man or a woman in practically any sport that maybe you or I aren't aware of, and probably aren't aware of. You want to hear from people who are nominating people like that.
Yeah, we want unsung heroes, and we want the public out there to get in touch. And how you do that is by going on our website, www.belfasttelegraph.co.uk, logging on to that, go to the Belfast Telegraph Sports Awards section and give us your nominations. This is a really special year for the Belfast Telegraph Sports Awards because it's our 20th anniversary, and we're also trying to find Northern Ireland's greatest sports star ever, Frank, which is no easy task. task.
So how are you going to do that? Because it's known as the Linwood's backed Belfast Telegraph Sports Awards, and you are going to be looking for the greatest sports person ever from this country.
Yes, that is correct.
That's impossible.
It is virtually impossible, but we are trying to do it. And the way we're trying to do it is we have already picked out 20 sports stars, 20 because it's the 20th anniversary.
Do you have them handy or not?
I could tell you who they are right now.
Off the top of my head, I'm going to try and do them.
Okay.
I don't have them in front of me. Now, George Best.
Yes.
Pat Jennings.
Yes.
Mary Peters.
Yes.
Joey Dunlop.
Yes.
Let me go for Dennis Taylor.
Dennis isn't on it. He didn't make the list. He was very, very close.
Well, Alex Higgins must be on it then.
Yes.
So we've already dropped a world champion.
Yes. We've dropped quite a few star names that people may be surprised about.
Is Rinty Monaghan on it?
No, Rinty didn't make the cut either, unfortunately. We could have done a 50, Frank. Basically, what happened was we got... a lot of people from within the Belfast Telegraph Sports Stars and some very special guests to come in one day to shortlist 20 of Northern Ireland's greatest sports stars. And it was the hardest judging meeting I have ever been involved in. It went on for hours and hours, and we'd still be there if we hadn't put a stop to it. But ultimately, we came up with these 20 names. George Best, these are in no particular order, by the way, folks. George Best, Peter Canavan, Joey Dunlop, David Healy, Pat Jennings, A.P. McCoy, Mary Peters, the dame herself, Sean O'Neill, Barry McGuigan, Carl Frampton, Dave Boy McCauley, Rory McIlroy, Paddy Hopkirk, Darren Clark, Graham McDowell, Jack Kyle, Willie John McBride, Mike Gibson, Peter Docherty, and Alex Higgins.
That's tough. It is tough.
And it's up to the readers to decide. Yeah. And they have been voting in their thousands again at the Belfast Telegraph website. And it's been a roaring success. It just shows you actually how much people in Northern Ireland care about their sport.
You know, I was thinking Best, because I still believe that Best is the greatest footballer that the world has ever seen. And then you go down through that list and you hear Rory McIlroy and A.P. McCoy. And you just begin to think, where do you stop with trying to, you know, visualise perfection at the game, and they all come from here.
It's incredible. Frank, I'm telling you, we could have named 50 easily who have produced on a world stage. It is remarkable what Northern Ireland does in terms of sport.
It's absolute proof that we should have a sports museum. People are forever talking about that.
Oh, I would love to see a sports museum here. I know, obviously, there's difficulty these days with public funds, but I think it would eventually pay for itself, because you get so many people coming through the doors. And when you think of the list, and you think of the history of sport in Northern Ireland, yes, Belfast, Northern Ireland is definitely worthy of a museum.
Just remind us, apart from buying the Belfast Telegraph, which of course you should do if you want more information, but remind us of the avenue to go along for nominating and voting.
Well, what you do is you go on the Belfast Telegraph website, you then go to the Sports Awards section, and you basically fill in a nomination form. And already we've had hundreds and hundreds of nominations. And I always say to the readers, and I'll say it to your listeners, if your favourite isn't in, they can't win. The judging takes place in early December, and it'll be up to the judges then to decide who wins in each category. Although the greatest sports star ever, that is totally up to the public. We have named the 20, and now it's up to the public to decide who is Northern Ireland's greatest sports star ever.
Can you only vote once?
Well, I think what you have to do is give your name and address. So it is. It's better if you just vote once. I'm sure there'll be other people maybe using other email addresses to vote two or three times for their favourite. What happens is we pick someone out after the votes have been cast, and they will be going to the awards on January the 26th. And it is a fantastic night, because it's the cream of Northern Ireland sport. You know, you think last year with people like Martin O'Neill, Michael O'Neill, Tony McCoy, Carl Frampton, David Healy, Barry McGuigan was there, Pat Jennings was there, Michael Dunlop was there. Everywhere you looked, there was a sporting great. And one of my favourite scenes at the end of the night is once all the awards are handed out, Frank. You get to see people like Mike Gibson and Jack Kyle, two of the greatest rugby players of all time, sitting and having a yarn. Or you get to see Carl Frampton and David Healy. That was the first time they met, actually, at last year's Sports Awards, and now they're best buddies. So it's great. We bring sports people together that night, and we also hand out awards, and it's a fantastic evening for all concerned.
It'll be a great night. I'm still trying to work out who's going to win that overall greatest sports person ever from Northern Ireland. I think I've narrowed it down in my head to
it's tough.
Best or McIlroy, but I just don't know. I just don't know. Stevie, good to see you. Thanks for coming by. Stephen Beacom, who is the sports editor of the Belfast Telegraph.